XRP Ledger leads RWA with $1.9 billion net inflows. The XRP Ledger booked $1.9 billion in net real-world asset RWA inflows, according to a June 20, 2026 post from CoinBureau, which framed the figure as enough to put the chain at the front of the tokenization race. The claim rests on net inflows into tokenized instruments such as bonds, funds, and equities that settle on the ledger rather than on the price of the XRP token itself. For context on the token side, XRP traded at $1.14 as of June 20, 2026, up 1.2% over 24 hours, while the broader market sat in fear territory with a CoinMarketCap fear and greed reading of 21. The inflow story and the spot price are separate signals. One tracks capital moving into tokenized assets hosted on the ledger. The other tracks speculative demand for the asset that pays network fees. A nine-figure number in a noisy narrative tokenization has been one of the loudest pitches in crypto for 2 years, usually delivered without a hard figure attached. A specific net inflow number changes the texture of the conversation. $1.9 billion is the kind of measurement that can be compared quarter over quarter and chain against chain, which is exactly what the RWA sector has lacked. The caveat is sourcing. The figure comes from a single CoinBureau post, and the snippet does not specify the measurement window or the data provider behind it. RWA inflow figures usually trace back to dashboards like RWA.xyz or issuer disclosures. And the same headline number can mean different things depending on whether it counts a trailing month, a year-to-date, or total value locked. We are reporting the claim as stated and flagging that the underlying methodology was not published alongside it. Treat the $1.9 billion as a directional signal, not an audited statistic. The tokenization race is now multi-chain. The XRP ledger is not competing in a vacuum. Solana has been pulling tokenized equities and funds on-chain at a fast clip, with weekly tokenized equity volume crossing the billion-dollar mark earlier in June. Ethereum remains the default home for tokenized treasuries and money market funds. Ratings agencies have started attaching on-chain credit ratings to tokenized bonds, and exchanges are moving tokenized shares with dividends directly to users. Against that backdrop, a $1.9 billion net inflow figure is a claim that the XRPL has become a serious venue for institutional-grade tokenized assets rather than a payments-only chain. The ledger has long marketed itself on cheap, fast settlement, which is a reasonable fit for instruments that need to move predictably and clear quickly. The harder question is durability. Inflows can reverse, and a single strong period does not establish a lasting lead over chains with deeper tooling and more issuers. The link back to spending and stablecoins, tokenized assets sit upstream of the rails that crypto cards eventually spend from. The same settlement layers that host tokenized bonds and funds also host the stablecoins that most card programs convert to fiat at the point of sale. As more value settles on-chain, the plumbing that connects an on-chain balance to a Visa or MasterCard swipe gets more important, not less. For everyday users, the practical takeaway is narrow. A larger RWA base on a given ledger does not directly change the cashback rate or the FX markup on any crypto card. It does signal where institutional liquidity is accumulating, which over time shapes which chains issuers build payment products on. A holder spending from an XRPL-based balance today still faces the same hidden cost layers as anyone else. The network spread, the conversion spread when crypto is sold for fiat, and any gas or transfer fees on top-ups. Reading the signal without overreading it. The honest framing is that this is a strong data point inside an unverified wrapper. The $1.9 billion figure, if accurate, marks the XRP ledger as a leading destination for tokenized real-world assets in the current cycle. The missing methodology means the comparison to other chains cannot be made cleanly yet. Anyone trading on the headline should wait for the underlying dashboard or issuer data to confirm the window and the asset mix before treating XRPL as the settled winner of the RWA race.